the problems with the community, the Roma community, yes, as such, I think they are kind of forgotten by the public and institutions in many ways. And I think more active policy should be developed, I think, for assuring their access to education. I think they don't access education, the educational system in the same way as the rest of the Romanian people. I don't think they have access to the health as the other citizens, to housing. I don't think the situation regarding houses is much worse than the rest of the people. And the same with employment. So I think there's a big gap between the general Romanian population and the Roma, Romanian Roma in this country. And I think there's still, although there's some efforts and some activities and projects going on, I think there should be more political commitment to develop more ambitious, I think, strategy to tackle this problem. Everyone has a little bit of guilt. I think, of course, if we talk about the actions taken on by the French government, I think this is something that it's just not legal to do this, because we in Europe we have certain values, we have certain treaties that go against discriminatory treatment and racist and activities, you know. And of course, what the French government is making a violation of the EU treaties and values. And I think in this regard, this is something that has to be punished. There's no way you can just treat a whole community and just export, you know, take these people and bring them back to their own countries in a plane. This is something that is not legal in Europe. And I really hope that the European Commission brings the result of his legal analysis of this action and really takes legal action against France, because this is incredible that in Europe, in the 21st century, these things happened. So that on the part of the French. Of course, we have to look at the situation in Romania, why people want to leave the country. We have to really analyze that the situation here, as I was mentioning before, is not as good as it should be. They don't have their basic rights assured. And I think this is the reason for any migrant in the world to leave their home and go somewhere else. It's something that people don't want to do. We all rather stay in our hometown with our people instead of going abroad. But sometimes you have to go abroad to look for a better life. And if you cannot find it where you are born, then you go somewhere else. And this is something that has happened through history. It's nothing that has to do with Roma. It has to do with everyone in the world. So I think the Romanian governments also, as I was saying before, they should look at the reasons why their own citizens, the Roma citizens, want to leave the country, and make a reflection on how they are investing. Are they investing enough money? Are they having the right policies to, you know, to give solutions to their problems? I think not. So I think this reflection is also to be taken on board. And I think the EU in general terms needs to have a European strategy for Roma in general, because now we see the situation with Romanian Romas in France and all that, but the situation, the critical situation of the biggest minority in Europe, the Roma, is something that is common in every member state. There's discrimination, social exclusion, lack of opportunities to different degrees in each member state, but there is a common element in all over Europe. We have been asking the European Commission to define a European strategy, because I think we need something general, common to all of us, to really approach the Roma issue. We cannot depend on different responses from different countries. I think there has to be one common agreement and strategy, like we have for other issues like energy or economics or things like that. So why not to have one on social inclusion for Roma? I think the situation in Spain can be said to be better than in other countries. I think there was a big commitment from the national and regional and local administrations. It has been going on for more than 20 years after, you know, when democracy came over. There's been a commitment to include Roma within our society, because we think that they are actually Spanish citizens. And there was this political commitment, and of course there's been allocation of money, funds, to do it. I think this has been very clear from the beginning, that several policies or programs have to be put in place to assure that Roma people would access education, would access health, would access the labor market. So you have a lot of initiatives trying to promote the equal access to these universal rights, you know, like being healthy and having education for your children and having a normal house for you and your family and having a job.